The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Did you know that you have a key to a better life right inside of you? Everybody has a spiritual connection that, once unlocked, can lead to a healthier, wealthier, and happier life. Welcome to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with your host, Amanda Romania. Together, we'll tap into this valuable spiritual resource. Come join us. Now, here is Amanda Romania.
Hello and welcome to Akashic Therapy for the Soul. With me, your host, Amanda Romania, and I'm talking to you live from here in Sedona, Arizona. In last week's show, we shared how looking at the various future timelines in your Akashic records can help you make choices and influence positive action that makes an impact in the future of your life. This week, I would love to help you expand your horizons a little wider and look at the cosmic or universal Akashic records. And this is a new area to many connected with the Akashic records. But the more I work with this, it makes perfect sense that we would store our cosmic connections in the Akashic records. And I recently published my book, Akashic Cosmic Connections, which helps guide you to connect with the various stars and planets to gain clarity and to understand all of the wisdom they have for you. Today, I'll also be sharing an interview with Lightstar, who lives in Sedona here and is a pioneering visual attunement artist and a celestial channel. And after that, well, I'll be answering those emails. So please, if you ever have a question, please share with me and reach out. It will be so wonderful to connect with you. You can email me at akashictherapist@gmail.com. So let's get started with Akashic Cosmic Connections. Well, for centuries, we've stared up towards the stars in the heavens, and we've asked the question, who or what is out there? Well, now through the Akashic records, we have some answers. The Akashic record holds the blueprint of your soul, your planet, and every other species and energy being in the universe. With Akashic therapy, you can now connect to what is known as a great spectrum of knowledge and find out what, where, and how your own energy was created and where it came from in this great galaxy. So ask yourself this. Did you ever feel like there was something greater out there? And did you ever feel that somehow you didn't quite belong on Earth and that there's something that you need to be searching out for? And if that's your questions, then this really is the show for you. With Akashic therapy, you can learn how to locate your starseed wisdom and make the connection into the heavens above. So imagine for a moment the flowing energy within you and around you. Look out at the night sky and see the stars and planets. All this energy is simply a meeting of cells of light and life. It really is a fusion of creation. And every month, scientists are posting their new findings about how Earth was created, the new discoveries on other planets, and the speculation that life like ours could have existed before Earth, or perhaps will exist after it's gone. And can we be sure that we really know and understand what is out there in the cosmos? If we opened our hearts, I think we would have some answers to those questions. Many years ago, while in Egypt, I was guiding groups through the temples of the pyramids on Giza Plateau in Cairo. And as a group, we would always have a private viewing on the equinox or the solstice. We would have this private viewing in what was known as the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. And it would last for around 2 hours, and we could book it very much the way that someone would book an excursion ticket. But we knew that it was so much more. And I know that we booked a certain time, but I know that in the bigger picture that this time was arranged for us by amazing energies and light beings who I find still operate in the physically unseen dimensions in and around the Great Pyramid. And on one such occasion, very early on, I chose to stay at the back of the group. I wanted to ensure that everyone was safely escorted into the King's Chamber and all were safe during the meditation and the ritual that would follow. We all began the journey in silence, one by one, climbing the ladder and chanting the sacred Akul. This is an old ancient chant which connects deep within one's soul, and one feels as if every single cell in your body is beginning to come to life on another level. And you forget the darkness, you forget the fear of falling, the other people around you, and you really begin to feel yourself floating upwards with the ancient ones towards this sacred chamber above. Once in the chamber, well, your third eye sight is really able to see the shadows move, see the energy shift, and hear the channeled whispers of old. And I was told in my first meditations here that this was a portal to something they called Sirius, connected to something called Orion. And I realized that this was no ordinary place. And this was my first introduction to cosmic energies and stargates. And I began to look a little further. If you read your horoscope, well, you can gather knowledge of the planets and knowledge about their effects upon you. And in ancient times, all the ancient mysteries and the gods and goddesses were always connected to these planets. And sometimes I explain these as planetary energies or elixirs. Over time, well, things became confused as religion and the physical form of deities began to move away, and some of this energy form was lost or it was just put to the back, and people began to forget. People began to search with their heads and not their hearts. With Akashic knowledge and starseed energy, you began to understand that everyone has connections to these starlights, and that on some level, everyone can have been what we call starseeded. Because if you can imagine the tiny energy particles are building and connecting and collecting with all other energies, over time these seeds can grow. An initial planet or a star system can often be your first point of contact when you are just pure energy. But over time, that can include many places and spaces around the universe. And all this knowledge is held in your Akashic records. I often see this as a hall of knowledge when I'm doing regression sessions in the Akashic Library, but it's often in a separate section. It's very silent and waiting to be discovered. And once you connect to this knowledge, the stars begin to take on a new meaning, and you can really discover why you've chosen to take an incarnation here on Earth. And now, well, in the Akashic records, it's beginning to show itself as a cosmic stargate portal. And I've opened many of these portals when I've had people in Akashic therapy sections of the Akkadian Sanctuary. We can reach out and we can connect with the star energies. And up till now, and I guess 2014, I'd really been connecting with the key races from the star systems, from the temples that I'd visited, from the dreams, from the meditations. I found out that everyone is connected to various other star energies, connected to other blueprints around the universe and the cosmic energy. But now I'm finding that this is really being able to access through the Akashic records when you take your own personal journey. And it's been very much my privilege to work with that. I feel that this energy comes through from the Egyptian goddess Seyshat, with whom I really deeply connect. She was seen as a great architect, and you can often see her as an Egyptian deity with the star symbol above her head. She's a priestess that would walk in the steps with the other priests channeling messages and star constellations. And these messages were then connected to the god known as Thoth, who used them to build monuments and temples in perfect mathematical and energetic alignment. You can always go moon bathing, and you can reach out into the Milky Way. And that way, sometimes you can connect with the millions and billions of star connections that are out there. Just know that these star elixirs, these star energies, well, they're ready and waiting for you to hear them and reach out to them. Because once you feel connected to these, you feel that you're never alone again. Many, many people are here on Earth and they're sometimes feeling very alone. And they're reaching out for something that they call their star family. And discovering one's connections to other parts of the universe, this can bring a great peace to a restless heart. I was actually attending an angel wisdom workshop in 2004, and there were nearly 150 people in this room. And one day, the teacher asked us if we'd like to be sorted into our metaphysical groups. And you can imagine there were groups of angels, fairies, mermaids, all souls, and something she called star people. And at first, people were not sure where they were about to go, and then suddenly the laughter and the chatter began. I looked around the groups, and it was as if everyone had found their family, their tribe. I placed myself in the old souls group, but I had considered joining the star people group, and I remember watching them find one another. Many of these had been very silent during the workshop, very shy and a little out of place. But I watched their eyes lit up when they found one another. And during my next journeys to Egypt, within the group, I realized that these quiet souls who seemed to have little connection with the temples or past lives had a great deal of cosmic wisdom and energy to share with us once we entered portals such as the Great Pyramid. This was often their stargate. And one woman in a session, well, she helped me see how valuable this knowledge was, both to myself and to others. This is the story I'd like to share it with you about Hannah. Hannah had been a student of metaphysics and a teacher of Reiki healing for many, many years. She was a very humble soul, and she'd studied in ashrams and spiritual places around the globe. Hers had been a life of service and compassion. And one would think she would be very much at peace with the world and the people around her. And she wrote to me that she'd been referred to me for helping her, but she wasn't quite sure why. She was very well aware of her karma, very well aware of her soul records, and she'd been a teacher of energy. She had a psychic gift. I remember laughing, and I said, well, perhaps it was not that she was seeking therapy, but perhaps she had a message for me. And with that, she agreed, and she allowed me to proceed with the session. As we started, I asked general questions about her work. And although she was passionate and driven by the spiritual service she provided, I was really struck by a sadness I saw behind her mask. It was a haunting behind the eyes that I'd seen sometimes in others when they were estranged from their destiny and their greater purpose in life. We slowly began the session, and I guided her towards Garden Sanctuary, and from here I could take her through her Akashic records to find these messages. I can't see the garden, she said, and that did not happen often, but I didn't feel she was resisting me, so I decided to wait. Nothing, she continued, it's just dark sky. Okay, I said, and I told her to breathe, just wait, and give herself permission to see what was hidden from her. I was suddenly aware that the room had become warmer, and it was as if time had stopped. Suddenly, she said, I can see the blue planet. Oh, finally, I could breathe, and I allowed my energy to follow hers. I thought back to Egypt, when I'd first visited Abydos and been shown how to access the inner dimensions of Abydos and then Dendera Temple in Egypt through the hidden doors. I slowly began to say the magical words and ask for the permission of the Great Pyramid energies that we may travel out to our known dimension and into another realm of galactic or cosmic forces. She sat silently with her eyes closed, and suddenly she took a deep intake of breath and told me she was flying. I'm holding the grounding cord for you, I told her, and I pushed my feet firmly into the ground. Tell me what you see now, I asked. She began to tell me about the colours and shapes and how everything seemed different, luminous, merging. She told me she'd landed on a new planet and it was a beginning to be seeded. I asked her if this was a planet with plants and creatures. She replied in the negative and said that it would be seeded with the next generation of our time. I asked her if she would come here next lifetime, and she answered in the positive. It was a little like a shock to her. I've completed my karmic cycle on Earth, she said. I'm going to be part of this new race. This planet will evolve similarly to Earth, but with different lessons. I asked if she was alone. She said yes again, and then I saw some tears, and this was a crucial point. She began to sob. I've been traveling this path alone for so, so long. All I could do was hold space and ask the angel guides for assistance. And suddenly I began to shiver and the room began to go cold. Suddenly she began to talk again. "They're my family," she said. "They're here. They're here, my family. They tell me that there are more like me, and they're so far away from my star energy. They promise to visit me in dreams and meditations, and I'll know them in the other dimensions when the time is right." I held some more space, and I allowed her some private time for questions and answers with this family of light. And then, knowing it was time for her to go safe, back, I brought her back grounded with her new work mission. And I know that when she stares up at the stars at night, they're staring right back with her. And if you're concerned with your own star family, you might really want to look into my book, Akashic Cosmic Connections, because I've listed over 18 star races that I've connected through my meditations with. Places like the Palladians, they can help you connect with compassion and great learning. The Arcturians, they help you with the laws of healing and the angelic realms. Perhaps it's Polaris, the developers of interdimensional travel, those that I met when I was working in Tikal Temple in Guatemala. And then there's the beings from Vega, the amazing musical and great communicators, the masters of sound. I often link them to a beautiful race called Lyra, the founder race that was connected with the starseeds. They're amazing to work with when you're looking at connecting with what I call mother energy. And then there's Sirius. Sirius has had such a great connection with the earth for such a long, long time. A high majority of Akashic sessions that connect with me go through Sirius. And I believe this is because of the Great Pyramid connections and that this collaboration has existed for many years. What I try to explain to people that is that Sirius is often acted like a space hub, a little bit like a galactic airport. And here your energies are able to connect with other soul groups to help organize your cosmic contracts and your missions with one another here upon the earth. Another area is Almach. They're closely associated with the ascension journey, and they've been watching over the other spiritual masters such as Buddha, Jesus, Confucius, and they help support the emotional journey and bridge the head and the heart. Alcyon, well, manifestors of mental and intellectual principles. And this race was very, very influential when Atlantis was flourishing here on the planet. And the last one I want to talk about is Elnath, connected to the initial seeding of the universe. And from this energy, well, one can connect with the founder starseeds. Their message is always one of love and of souls evolving in very high frequency. They connect through Abydos Temple, through the Pharaoh of Life, and they're my star family. In meditation, you may connect with other places, and that's why I would say just use the meditations. There are millions of spaces and places out there, places we haven't even heard of, haven't even discovered. So don't worry. You have a connection to that universe, to those cosmic energies. They never forgot you. You just have to make the moment and make the meditation time to connect. So, we're going to take a little break right now, and when I return, I'll be sharing an interview with someone who regularly also connects with other cosmic dimensions for guidance and clarity. My guest interview today is with Lightstar, who lives in Sedona, Arizona. And don't forget, after this interview, I'll be answering some emails, so stay tuned and I'll see you after the break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality. Live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
Much can be learned from the new children who embody a higher vibration and consciousness. However, the world we live in has not always been understanding of the gifts, differences, and awarenesses that they contribute. Listen for Journey with the New Children, Teens, and Adults, presented by Saturn III Light Flyers. Each week, hosts Michael and Janice Bordway, along with their son and frequent guest host Tristan Bordway, share the discoveries of parenting and being one of the new children. It's an amazing journey. Join us Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Hi, and welcome back to Akashic Therapy with Amanda Romania. I'm delighted to welcome my guest star today. Her name is Lightstar, and she lives near me here in Sedona, Arizona. Lightstar is a pioneering visual attunement artist and celestial channel. Welcome, Lightstar. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Amanda. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's so great weather out there today, and it's great to have someone that's in the local community here that we can share your information with.
Yes, it is beautiful here, for sure.
Yeah, we're very blessed. So you're a pioneering visual attunement artist, celestial channel. That just sounds so amazing. Could you explain a little bit to my listeners about the work that you do here in Sedona? The kind of process, the inspiration in creating the magical artwork that you do?
Yeah, sure. My forte is in graphic design. Actually, I've had about 30 years of graphic design work in the marketing field, multi-industry, and it really moved into doing some visual attunement art, which I term it that because it's actually the visionary artist. We know what that is, which bringing the highest visions, the spiritual visions into art. And my artwork actually is activational, as well as working with sacred color rays, which are very predominant in my work, because all of my graphic design pieces are all channeled information that comes through, messages that come through, and relay themselves, actually wanting to be created, the characters that I use in terms of my content, which is angelics, elven, fairy, galactic, really bringing all of these worlds here so that people can experience them and open their eyes and open their minds and help to heal some blockages even, but opening them up to all these other avenues and other dimensions. And so that's the core of my work. And so I actually do that through my own artwork, as well as doing custom portraits for people. I actually do a lot of custom work for people, which they love and can use on their social media sites, as well as their personal and professional uses. So I do the corporate work. I do my own personal artwork, as well as a lot of different sessions that come out of that, which I actually help people with, particularly star seeds, which I help them in aligning themselves to not just the creative, but also to their own being and to their getting on their path with their own missions here on planet Earth. So bringing that here in terms of my process, it's really the inspiration that I get from spirit, from the galactics, from the angelics, from the fairy and elven realm is sort of all coincides together in a really cohesive work to help awaken others on their path as well. And so that's really the premise behind what I'm doing. And I also draw people's download codes. It's called the Codomic Integration. It's one of my services as well. And so I'm doing a lot of new things that bring people to those higher realms in new and various ways is basically what I'm doing. So,
yeah, definitely. Because I was working in lots of different sacred sites, lots of different metaphysical communities, but it wasn't until I really got to Sedona and I had to step up because what I was seeing was amazing teachers and visionaries like yourself bringing so many new things forward. And it was just my curiosity. It was almost as if a whole new game had started. But to any of the listeners out there who really want to tap into this kind of creativity, where would they start? How do they start? How did you start?
Well, you know, there's one thing that I find that is really helpful, and it's not always on the forefront of where people might think that they could get some inspiration from their creativity, mm-hmm. but it's through dream work. I'm a really huge proponent of tapping into your dreams. I can't tell you how many different images that I've created that have actually come through my dream state. Mm-hmm. And inspirations through there, sometimes I've been actually given information to, you know, it's sort of a must do. You have to do this. But I really highly recommend people, you know, tapping into their dreams for their creative inspired ideas. As one way, I actually come up with a very easy way to remember how to do all of that. Basically, I call it do your part, and that the part is the acronym for prepare, ask, record, and translate. So that's the process that you basically go through, which is preparing yourself with the notebook and the, you know, recording device or however you're going to do that. You ask, because most people don't even think they can actually ask through their dreams to receive inspired creative work, whether it be artwork, music, writing, it doesn't really matter, even ideas. And then they ask before they go to sleep at night, and then the morning or even during the night, which means you would have to get up to write it, record it, and then you translate. And so you ask to have this translated, and you'll be amazed and surprised what actually comes out of that content just in dream work alone. You know, also getting into the environment that is supportive of that as well. You know, having a creative environment around you, living in a creative environment, putting the fairies up and the elves up and the angelics up in your room, in your house, everywhere that gives you that inspiration on a consistent basis is also helpful. So those are a few suggestions for you.
Oh, that's fantastic, because we hear a lot about creativity, and I know here in Sedona we have so many artisans, people who are so creative, and this is a great environment for them. But then you have people that come in to visit and they have gifts, and taking that kind of advice when they go home or when they're just in their homes and they're writing or thinking about how they can access that, I think those are really valuable tools. So thank you for sharing with that.
Oh,
now,
no problem.
Today's show, we've been talking very much about cosmic activation, star seeds, different galaxies, and in a few different parts of the world that I've been to and traveled, that probably sounds a little bit like a Star Wars movie. But here in Sedona, that's normal part of the language to talk about star races, there's stores for UFO visiting. We have all of that kind of something that's out there. And I know you work in a lot of those dimensions. You're able to bring through the visualizations. And one of the key things that I always was very fascinated with you is that you understand the different star languages. How did that transpire for you?
Yeah, it's really fascinating actually to me, and I love living in a Star Wars episode. My life is a Star Wars episode. so, or Star Trek or whatever. But I actually started to speak language all the way back when I was 9 years old. I didn't know it was star language at that time, but it was a language that was speaking. I guess you would call it similar to the speaking in tongues that they teach in the religiosity end of things, but it actually ends up really being your original, what they want to call mother tongue. Sometimes your original language to God, really directly, was my first kind of language that came through as very natural. So that was the first one. And then some process happened where later in life, I had them trickle in little bits by bit, but one of them was an activation that happened to me. It was a really big download, and it was a two-week process. I believe it was around the time of the Pleiadian lineup of that Lavendar talks about that, and you can look that up. But I got a really big download, and in 2 weeks, I started having about 8 languages dump right into my everyday experience, and it was, I mean, literally in the shower, it was like crazy times when I'm trying to go to sleep, you know, it just started pouring in, and so I started to assimilate and accumulate a lot of these different types of languages, and then to identifying, you know, Pleiadian, Andromedan, Syrian, Arcturian, and even things like the fairy, the elven, the angelic realm. So I really tapped into a whole series of them and, you know, using them for helping other people to awaken as well as activate is generally what the languages are for, but I also have specific missions that I'm using these languages in other dimensions, in translations, in, you know, different types of meetings. And so there's multidimensional uses, and then there's the uses down here for them. And they're really two different things, and there's a lot more to that. But that's generally how the languages came about for me.
Wow. And would you find that you use those in a one-to-one session? Is that one of the things that you, we talk about, and I've been mentioning the concept of star seeds. That me, the way I describe it is that there is something within that person that knows that they come from a source that's not necessarily directly on this earth. They come from a different galaxy, different planet. Some, they just know that there is something out there that they connect back to. Would you say these languages are something that can help people that have that to awake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Potential?
Absolutely. They do open and awaken knowledge, wisdom that is locked away in many of us because we get down here and just bombarded in the 3D world and we forget who we are and we, you know, so the languages actually help to sort of remember. A lot of times when people are hearing them and they aren't languages to be, I want to say, translated so much from the mind because they really come through the heart space and they actually are meant to be interpreted that way. So a lot of them don't go word for word in terms of the interpretation either. But yes, I use them one-on-one or in a group or, you know, things like that too. And it really helps people to have their own experiences and their own awakenings to be able to know that everyone can speak a language. I know some people say, well, I can't speak that. I don't know how to speak that language. Actually, your original language to God, you can, because everybody has that. That's a natural born, inborn thing that we have just, you know, anyway. Not everybody wants to speak 12 languages. That's fine, you know, you don't have to. You can, just like languages down here. You can learn languages here, but you can also recall those languages from the other dimensions and the star languages if you so choose. It just depends on your intention.
And I think that's the thing. It's intention and gratitude. I often talk about those as those are almost like keys and codes that if you're in that space and you allow, and another one I use is permission.
Yeah.
And I've always struggled a little bit with languages, earth languages, but I know when I've been in ceremony and I know when I've been, especially in the king's chamber in the pyramid, and I can hear these sounds and these noises coming out of my voice box. And I'm talking in a certain way, but I'm not exactly sure, but it seems to resonate with whatever work that we're in there meditating on. And so I think that that's a wonderful gift that you have, that you can actually use that with people, because sometimes it seems as if that's just something too far away. And
yeah.
When you've got that activated, sometimes people can then go, yeah, I'm here on Earth and this is what I'm doing. And that connection's great, but I can accept that I'm here now.
Right.
And they don't feel like they're too distant from home, which is...
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like that Star Trek, episode where... Star Wars episode where everybody, starts, you see the Klingons speaking in their language and then they go in the translator. It's like, there is that. That's actually how it is. So when, languages here are a little bit more challenging because it's just in terms of the mindset. But I have a client who actually does translation in other languages here, and she had heard me speak about the star languages and how they are interpreted more through like a channeling experience, almost just allowing it to come through the heart and opening up to that intuitive ability. She finds that that's helped her with even translating here, because it actually does work better if you can allow that channel to open, to be able to translate English, French, German, other languages through a little bit more of the intuitive instead of so much of the mental. So they actually do coincide a bit together.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's next on the horizon for you?
Well,
coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I've got a few things I'm doing. I've got this creative class that I'm working on producing. I have all the content. I just, it's going to take a while to put it together. But it's going to be actually on creativity. It will be on like an infusion of creativity, lots of different tools and tricks to get past blocks, creative blocks. And I have great information on how to be creative on command, which is not an easy thing to do for a lot of people, or people that just have, plain out, creative blocks. So I'm going to be having that. It's going to be a video class that's coming up. I also have a new service that's actually called Professional Career Intuitive Session, but it's focused more on the career. I have been having a lot of people with, what do I do? What's my purpose here? What am I supposed to? And so I started to take my Starseed Alignment session, which I was doing that in the sessions, but these are strictly for people who really are having trouble with career issues and life purpose. I am a life coach and I also am a career coach, so I specifically wanted to tailor it to people who are really having trouble with their destiny path, with their purpose, and also for those who don't know how to move out of a career that they don't, really fit in anymore, and how to do more, using more of their gifts. So those are a few things that I've got upcoming, and, already now.
And where can people reach you?
Yeah, my website is basically the best place. You can contact me there. It's lightstarcreations.com. That's the best place. You can send me a contact form if you'd like. Check out my, different sessions that I have, as well as my artwork. And or you can also check out my Facebook page, which if you just type in Lightstar in Facebook, you'll see my Facebook page there as well. And those are probably the best places to reach me.
Fantastic. Lightstar, thank you so much. I know I learned so much from you, and I know with my Akashic Cosmic book, I was just finishing that when we first met. And like I said, it was great that I had someone that I could connect with and have these conversations with. And, you're just on the front line bringing so much on this spiritual journey, and you do it with so much compassion and heart. I really wish you the best of luck in the future. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and also this, all of that. You can turn that around yourself as well. You're doing amazing work, and I know we're all on the cutting edge here, so I'm just trying to get the information out there for people. So thank you again.
No, thank you. That's Sedona, I guess. And
for
my listeners, we're going to take a short break, and when I come back, I'm going to be taking those questions regarding cosmic connections, starseeds, galactic communities, and the gifts that they offer. So, stay tuned, and I'll be back after this commercial break.
Music.
the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Being Outside the Box is your thrival guide to living outside this reality. Are you always waiting for your ship to come in? Do problems happen to you? What if you created your life rather than sitting by waiting? Do you live in the fantasies of this reality? Winning the lottery? Waiting for your prince, princess to come? Even being healthy? Do you always do what is expected of you rather than choosing for you? What if the rules didn't apply? And what if you could thrive from a different space? Join host Lynn Waldrop for Tools to Being Outside the Box. Listen Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Hello there and welcome back. My name is Amanda Romania. And today I'm talking about the Akashic Records and how working with your records can really empower your spiritual journey in life. And today we've been featuring how you can connect with your cosmic Akashic records. And to start with, well, I've had several emails about my book, Akashic Cosmic Connection. So I'll start with that. You can go on Amazon.com. You can download this book through a Kindle ebook. And remember, you don't have to have a Kindle. There's a free app. And this way you have access to so much of my work. You can access Akashic Therapy, 25 instant ways to raise your spiritual vibration in life. And then you've always got them with you. And remember, these books are coded. They're not just books that you read. They work with your frequency. They work with your guides and your energy. So these are books that you can't afford to not be with. So just type in Amanda Romania into Amazon.com and you'll see all of my work appear. And if you're feeling like you would like to book a private session, then all you have to do is go on my website, www.amandaromania.com, and just book a Soul Artisan 60-minute session. It would be fabulous to really connect with you and help you on your spiritual journey. And also, I'm launching a Cosmic MP3 as a download in September. So if you want that, please sign up on my newsletter, go on my website, and I'll be letting you know when I'm launching that. So please get on the list. So today's emails. My first question was from Mike. He said, Amanda, I feel I have a connection to Sirius and Vega. Can I be from these two places? Well, actually, Mike, yes, you will be seeded from one location. If you can imagine, it's like that's your fusion energy, your teeny, teeny piece of energy. But you can be running more than one energy stream from one cosmic star area. And this is because sometimes what can happen is if you imagine that your energy is moving around the universe, it's flowing. And what happens is it lands on certain locations and destinations and you work with those locations for knowledge and wisdom. You connect to these people as if they're your family. And it's at that point often that your energy then starts to make its way to Earth. And it's got all of these collective energy streams. But you will always find that there is something that you really resonate resonate with. And they will be what I call your true family. They may not be exactly where you are star-seeded, but it's the family that you connect with for your greatest missions as an energy being. And what I'd like to say to you, Mike, is you might want to look up information on something that we know is Sirius B. And they've been helping the Earth energy evolve and opening something known as the Spheres of Amenti, which are, they act as stargates to the Akashic Records. The messages from the Akashic today are clear your space. There's a hello from heaven, which means that your cosmic energy families are really wishing to work with you. And they're saying to you, you know, time to spread your wings. Be a little bit adventurous. Open your heart. Open your mind. Next question from Leanne. I don't know any of the names, but in my meditations, I see a cosmic connection to colors. Well, Leanne, yes. Sometimes we expect to see ETs and little green men. And not always. The energy will sometimes show itself to you in a form, and you can connect to this way, and that's how your cosmic self, your higher self, is processing this. What you will find is that your higher self energy will always show to you a way that is easy for you to translate and work with. It's the same with angels. Some people see very tall angels, but just pure energy. Some see them with all the hair flowing and the beautiful fluffy wings. People see things differently. What I would say is you go in your heart and you look at what you feel, what resonates with you. I have you very connected to the Andromeda galaxy, so perhaps it's time to find a star map and feel a connection back to this area. What they're telling me from the Akashic Zone is that you have a strong connection to crystals. These can be either crystals on other planets or actually new races of what we know of crystal star children that are evolving here. And they're also telling you to, they call it drink more water and be more fluid-like and really shift your vibration in that area. And this will attract more of these crystalline or luminous children towards you. I think that you've got some wonderful messages. And one of your messages is saying to them that they can step forward in life and say that they can feel things. They can feel healing energy. They can feel when people are upset and that no one's going to make fun of them. So a little bit of personal work for you there. Okay, the next one that I have is someone called David. And he reached out and he asked about negative star systems. And sometimes I do mention this in my book, and I mention the energies that we need to just be aware of, just step away from and not really engage with. But I also feel that I don't want anyone to be in fear also. So yes, I do talk about them in a little bit in my Akashic Cosmic Connections book. And there are certain stars and systems I feel, and I believe, and I explain that these are full of toxic gases. And therefore, they hold the energy stream that will send down challenges to our souls. And also, along the way, I've encountered souls that hold what I call, it's a little bit like a reptilian DNA. And what I would say is you know them when they're around you. It's almost as if you can be sat next to them and suddenly they start to feel like high energy and they're very excitable, very motivating, and they're going to take you on this exciting journey. And then slowly and slowly, it's as if you feel as if your chakra column, the light energy bodies with are inside of you, that you work so hard on your spiritual journey to keep in balance. It just feels as if they're draining everything out. And if I was to put this in a, I guess, in a three-dimensional term, these are the people that will, they funnel you like sales contacts, you know. They will say to you, okay, you come onto this ladder and then we move you onto this ladder. And very slowly they take your energy, your money, your resources. And it almost feels as if you've got blindfolds on. So they can be great to work with if you're observing them, but please, please do not let them, what I call, be energy vampires and suck your energy out of you. So just keep your light and your shields around you beautiful. And, you know, the universe is all about balance. And we have light and we have shadow. And we have to make our choices and our connections. I feel you very much connected, David, with the Vega energy. And your mission is to work with peace here upon Earth in whatever form that you do. And it's interesting. You can even be an attorney or an accountant, and you can still work with a mission of peace. The reason being is that you're bringing a healthy resolution for all sides. So please don't think that your what we call a regular day job doesn't come with a higher frequency or a higher vibration mission attached. Your message today, well, it's interesting, David. I see it very connected. I had a lot of Kuan Yin energy come through, a lot of Mother Mary, a lot of clairsentience, a lot of feeling energy. So yours is very much about working to bring a female mother peace message forward. So don't hold back and don't be afraid. Next one is Frederick. And he said that he's taken a journey into the Akashic area of the life between life. And he was surprised to see that he connected to a star base called Saturn, the planet of Saturn with its rings. And he found himself working with other various groups and other various beings. And he asks me, Amanda, what is that all about? Frederick, this is fabulous. It's a wonderful achievement for you. Yes, in meditation and in private sessions, I've often been asked to guide people to connect with this area and accept what they describe as their, I guess it's their destiny ambassadorship here on Earth. And I know that sounds a little bit grand and it sounds a little bit scary, but you don't have to be worried about that. What they're really doing is helping you act as a light worker here on Earth to bring forward cosmic wisdom and to act as a bridge for the other stars and reach out in a loving, supportful way. What I'd like you to do is do some research or look in my book about the Arcturians and the Palladians, because I feel that your energy really, really aligns with that. Your message is one of being safe and being protected and being in courage. It's very much about you stepping forward with your beliefs, and Archangel Michael is there working with you on this. You may be going through a little bit of a life review, but it's not a scary thing. Final quick question from Leon. He asked about the Galactic Wars. Well, going back, there was lots of fusion of energy. Some races grew in a divine way, some in a hostile way. And those were about the star races that were moving through the universe. But this is millions of years ago. So, yeah, things like Star Wars, they do come from these kind of energies and connections that we feel. They may not look as we see them on the movie screen, but they were there in those energy spheres. And also, I feel you have a connection with Orion. Your message is work and follow your passion and be a little playful with it because your prayers are being answered. So, that's all for this week on Akashic Therapy for the Soul. Please join me next week when I'll be talking about the Akashic Records and sacred sites around the globe. I'm not featuring an interview because there's so, so much I want to share about the sacred sites I visited and worked in and about my connections with the ancient places such as Egypt and Bali. And I also want to share with you how you can tune into these places and share my secrets about the connections between the crystal skulls and the Akashic Records, because they're all totally linked in an amazing, fabulous way. Remember, if you want to reach me, then you can email me at amanda@amandaromania.com or visit my website at amandaromania.com to book an appointment. You can buy my books or simply find out more about my work. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. And when you connect with me on Facebook, you'll get a great glimpse of the amazing rooms and spaces that we have here in Sedona in the Soul Artisan Studio, from where we do our recordings, where we do our work, and you can directly link in to those fabulous energies. So remember, when you're working to heal those karmic records, clear those binding contracts, you really gain a freedom to create and manifest your destiny here upon Earth. And you can really, really contribute to the consciousness of the planet in a really positive way. More and more of the Akashic Record houses are opening. They're opening in very different places around the globe, and this is so helping with the ascension process. And by linking through this show, you're helping with that process as well. So it's very important that you sit down and just even think about the amazing journey of spirit that you've been going on and not being afraid of it. It's totally aligned with your purpose and your ascension. So, it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you. So, until next week, remember, take a moment. Ask yourself what the secret is that you wish to unlock in your soul's spiritual journey. Until next time, may many blessings be with you. This has been me, Amanda Romania, sharing my Akashic Therapy message with you today.
Thank you for tuning in to Akashic Therapy. Please join Amanda Romania again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Together, we'll explore another key to unlock the happiness that's within you.